Several weeks ago, I was involved in an online solo performance workshop. It was led by a very good friend of mine named Paul Stein, and it was run out of Los Angeles. But it was online, because everything is online right now, and has been for the last year plus. Anyway, it was several weeks long on Saturday afternoons for a couple of hours. And for 5 weeks, this solo performance class met, and there was maybe about 10 to a dozen students. And Paul, he would lead us through exercises. And one of the things that he did, when he gave us an exercise, it was almost always a writing exercise. And sometimes we had homework, but sometimes we did writing in class. And he did a very interesting thing. He would give us the exercise, and then he would time how long we had to write. So he would say, here's the exercise, you have 5 minutes to do this exercise, and then we would all put mute on our Zoom pages and then write the exercise. And then he would come back on and say, all right, put your pens away. And then at the end of the class, of every class, he would say, everybody, you wrote for approximately, let's say, 37 minutes. Everyone, you wrote for a total of 42 minutes during this class. And he would tell us, because he timed how long we had been writing, how long combined with all the exercises for any given class, we all had been writing and doing these particular, the instructions that he'd given us. And then he would say, and this is what stuck with me, this is why I bring it up. He would say, you wrote 42 minutes today so far. How much did you write yesterday? My name is Brad McIntyre. You are listening to the Cultivated Playwright Podcast, and this is episode number 24. So I have been thinking a great deal about productivity today, the word productivity. And when I say productivity, I am not talking specifically about tips and tricks and, habits and routines that lead to somebody being more productive. What I'm talking about is the process I take for getting things done. And over the years, I have developed miscellaneous systems for being productive. And a lot of times I've operated with a complete lack of system of being productive. And so today I want to talk about productivity and how it has changed over the years for me and where I'm at now and where I've been thinking lately I need to go moving forward. First of all, I want to talk about productivity and creativity as terms because a lot of times people confuse creativity and the word productivity. They're separate things. Productivity is the getting of things done. It's basically the process of actually producing those things that we want to produce. And productivity encompasses not just creative endeavors, but administrative duties, household tasks, office work, answering emails, communications. So productivity is a much more generic and larger concept than creativity, and it's a different thing. It encompasses different things. It is literally the process of getting things done, of producing things. Creativity, on the other hand, and this is, of course, my own definition, but creativity is the imagining or the thinking up process. And this is more an approach to problem solving, fabricating some sort of puzzle and then figuring out how to put that puzzle together imaginatively. So I always think of creativity as the making something in your mind, and then productivity as the executing that creative idea. Now, my process of creating or coming up with ideas has not changed substantially over many, many years. I have talked about it before on this podcast, but I do believe that inspiration is something that is fleeting, and it has to be courted, and you have to make the conditions correct. But inevitably, ideas will come, and ideas feed off of other ideas, and so on and so forth. So coming up with ideas, the creative part of being an artist, I don't struggle with that much. I mean, sometimes, occasionally, I'll get some sort of writer's block or creative block, but very seldom. In fact, I have more ideas in my mind than I can possibly even execute on. And that might be the subject of the the next podcast. And I've developed systems over the years of executing my creative ideas, of actually producing my creative ideas and getting them out into the world. And this is the thing that has changed a lot. So today I want to talk about how my productivity has changed from when I was much younger and an emerging artist. And now I would consider myself in my middle years as an artistic person, as far my career goes. And I want to talk about how I used to do things and how I do things now, and then how I feel that I need to do things, like where I need to aim my productivity habits going forward. So back in my 20s and 30s, I was very, very active. I was on the process of earning the 10,000 hours that different authors have talked about. I think Malcolm Gladwell didn't come up with the idea, but made it very popular that you need 10,000 hours or 10 years of practice to become really a master of something. Well, I did all kinds of stuff in my late 20s and early 30s. I was part of sketch comedy groups and improvisational groups. I wrote plays. I put up plays at festivals. I was an actor for hire. I was a commercial actor for television and commercials and voiceovers and things. I just did a lot of stuff, and I did it for the sake of doing it. And whenever I would get an idea that was my own idea, not a work for hire idea, but whenever I came up with an idea that I wanted to see, you know, put on the stage, I would become obsessed with that idea for the short amount of time, relatively, that it would need to see fruition. So if I had an idea for a play, I would spend maybe a month or two writing that play, pretty much exclusively writing that play and not doing a bunch of other projects. And then when I had the play completely finished, oftentimes, if I wasn't sending it out to be done other places, more often than not, I would produce it myself. And I would then start the casting process and bring in the creative collaborators and crew, and then we would eventually put it up on stage and I would move on to the next thing. So basically, I worked in fits and starts and these little spurts of activity. So I would lay low and kind of hibernate, and nothing would be going on for a while creatively, and then suddenly an idea would take me, and then I would just come alive and passionately put that idea down on paper and work until I made it happen. This involved a lot of staying up really late and living with it in my head exclusively for a long time. And living with one project exclusively, I found, is a little more difficult to do nowadays as I'm getting older and as I'm having more and more ideas that overlap. A lot of times my ideas give me more ideas. So an idea about one play, I might see an opportunity to use a similar idea like that in another play that I've already written or one that I'm working on at the time. So that's how I used to work, like fits and starts. I didn't have necessarily a normal routine. Now, I'm aware that quote-unquote professional writers and artists work in a very habitual, disciplined, routine way. And what I mean by this is they get up and they turn out their, whatever, 1,500 words, 2,000 words on a piece of paper every day. They sit down at the blank screen on their laptop, or if they're really, really old school, maybe a typewriter. And then they put the words on the paper, whether those words are any good or not, whether they're actually working on something or not. They just feel that they have to get it down. It's like the visual artist who doodles and sketches, even though they're not working on a bigger work. And if they are working on a bigger work, they go in and they put the paint on the canvas every day. This workmanlike mentality I have never adopted. I hear about it all the time. I read about it when people talk about the habits of different artists, like daily routines. I'm really kind of jealous of it, but I've never adopted. I've never rolled from one idea into another idea into another idea with such urgency and such, I don't know, I've never been so duty-bound to take it as a full-time job and look at it as a job. I always consider my creative pursuits these wonderful things that lie somewhere beyond day-to-day work. But I see the value in this. I can't remember where the quote originates. It's either William Faulkner or Somerset Maugham, but one of them said, yeah, I only write when inspiration hits, but fortunately, inspiration hits every morning at 9 a.m. I don't know, I might have mangled that quote, but that it's something to that effect. And that kind of encapsulates this sort of workmanlike mentality of you sit down, you do the work. This is the subject of like most of Stephen Pressfield's works. His The War of Art, I believe is the name of the book, where you quote unquote fight resistance every day and you just bang it out. You just grind out your ideas. That's that workmanlike mentality. So where I'm at now is I still sort of get obsessed with an idea. When I come up with an idea, I get this sense of urgency, and I try to lay it down on paper as soon as I can, especially if I'm working against a deadline. Sometimes I just need a deadline or something. I need some reason to be thrown into the briar patch, and then I get to work. This last year of being in the quarantine, I have discussed with my friends, and some people have made some advances and some improvements in their life, and some people have, quote-unquote, just wasted the quarantine. I've wasted some things in the quarantine. I've only recently used my time on creative endeavors when it seems like over the last year I would have had ample amounts of time to use to make stuff. But there's something about not knowing when you're going to be able or if you're going to be able to present the things you make to the wider world that kind of, I found, psychically stops the making of things, or at least that is for my case. I forget that we're in a slow-moving crisis, that the last year of dealing with the pandemic, we're all experiencing kind of low levels of trauma as the world has changed underneath us and shifted out of our control. Incidentally, speaking about control, see the last episode. So, I haven't until recently really amped up my creative pursuits. But when I pursue things creatively, I like the pursuit of it. I like the making of it. I shoot for the result, but I ultimately like the making of it. Maybe I'll talk about this because I've just recently discovered a concept called goal conflict, which maybe I'll talk about in the next podcast. But it talks about the doing of it, the satisfaction you get from finishing something is never quite as enjoyable as the process of doing that thing that you eventually accomplish. So the accomplishment doesn't equal happiness. The doing of it to reach the accomplishment is what equals happiness. And so I've only recently started to amp up the doing of things. And I feel now that I'm a parent, which has become amply apparent across this particular podcast, that I don't have a lot of time. Only the most essential things come up. And when I sit down to do things, I expect those things to have importance. And I really, really scrutinize whether it needs to be put out into the world or not. And if I feel that it does need to be put out in the world and it needs to be put out by me, then I get to work. And I still sort of work in fits and starts, but I don't have this like hell or high water mentality that I used to. I don't, if it's just not working and I'm banging my head against the wall long enough, I eventually just discard it. And I think to myself, I'll come back to that idea if it was meant to be. And if it wasn't meant to be, oh well, I release this idea, somebody else can have it. That kind of, what's her name? Eat, Pray, Love lady, Elizabeth Gilbert. It's her philosophy about ideas and creative ideas that they kind of land on artists, and the artist can choose to take advantage of it or release it for another artist to do. I have that same kind of mentality. Now I do. I used to grind it out. I used to not let any ideas get away. And now I have sort of an idea triage that happens to make sure that the idea is worth pursuit, because I only have a finite amount of time and energy to pursue these particular ideas. So once the idea, you know, gets approval and gets past that first step, then I get to work on it. And I don't work by staying up super late for days on end like I used to, because I don't have that luxury anymore. I don't have that option. I have responsibilities during the day. I have other things that I have to attend to. I have other responsibilities, so I don't get to throw myself into a project like I used to. On the other hand, I don't have time to instigate a daily writing process like those workmanlike writers do. So I can't sit down at the same time every day and just seclude myself away and work for 3 or 4 uninterrupted hours. I no longer have uninterrupted hours. Until my child eventually goes off to school, he's about 4 and a half now. In the next couple of years, I may, but right now, I have about 15 or 20 minutes before I'm interrupted without fail. So, I'm lately trying to consider a way that is somewhere in between. Somewhere in between this fits and starts, kind of throw yourself fully in and just work and work and work and work and work until it gets done and sacrifice everything. It's between that and coming up with a super strict daily discipline, a super strict schedule, which is also not an option. There has to be a third way, an in-between alternative. And I've been thinking really hard about how this needs to take place. Like, okay, I'm not going to get several hours, but can I get an hour at some point during the day? And can I make that consistent? And do I have projects lined up, stacked up on top of each other, that are ready to fall into place every time I sit down? So I don't sit down waiting for inspiration to hit at all. Inspiration has already hit. I'm sitting down to execute. I'm sitting down to produce. And so this is the kind of productivity that I'm looking for now. And I'll let you guys know, it's a work in progress. As I'm recording this podcast, that's a work in progress. But that's where my mind is right now, is that I'm trying to find an alternative to the every single day, turn out 2,000 words, sitting down for several hours at the computer, and the kind of splash-dash, haphazard approach that I had in the past. As I get older, there's going to have to be some sort of alternative. Anyway, I just want to sit down and record this. As you might have noticed from the last podcast or two, I'm trying to, as ideas come to me, I'm trying to sit down at the microphone and put them, you know, down in a recording as soon as I can, so that I don't stretch out the process so much. Anyway, thank you for listening. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to bradmcintyre.com. There's links to all my social media accounts on that page. You can also visit the Cultivated Playwright podcast website, which is just cultivatedplaywright.wordpress.com. And all the show notes will be available there, all the links to anything that I might have mentioned. Also, you can feel free to listen to us through Stitcher or Apple Podcast. Basically, anywhere you get your podcast, you can probably find the Cultivated Playwright. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great day.